Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz campaigned in Milwaukee yesterday with the pitch to make it easier for workers to unionize. It's Tuesday, September 3rd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a UW-Whitewater student is killed in an off-campus apartment just as students begin to return to school for the fall semester. And a look at how some local governments are transforming closed college campuses in Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz made his pitch to union voters in southeastern Wisconsin yesterday afternoon. Sarah Lear has more.
At a Milwaukee Labor Day festival, Walz highlighted his past as a unionized public school teacher. And he touted his running mate Kamala Harris's support for a bill called the PRO Act. That federal legislation would strengthen collective bargaining rights and weaken right-to-work laws, which allow employees to opt out of union dues.
Everybody here today knows what right-to-work really means. It means the right to work for less money. It means the right to work in dangerous situations.
In a statement, Wisconsin's GOP said former President Donald Trump helped blue-collar families by keeping inflation low and by using trade deals to protect American workers. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A man has been arrested and charged with the killing of a UW-Whitewater student. Whitewater police responded to an apartment building late Friday night where they found a 21-year-old woman dead from multiple gunshot wounds. A 23-year-old man who was also inside of the apartment was arrested and charged, according to a statement from Whitewater police. The university announced over the weekend that the victim was Kara Welsh, a student from Plainfield, Illinois. The school also said that Welsh was an accomplished gymnast who had taken the individual national title on vault at the D3 championships just last year. The university says counseling services have been made available to all students, faculty, and staff. Police have only said that an altercation between the two preceded the shooting. So far, the suspect has not been publicly identified. Less than half of registered voters say they're satisfied with the public schools in their community. That's the lowest level of satisfaction with public schools in the 16 years that Marquette Law School has conducted the poll. This year's results also showed a large partisan divide. Among Democrats, 74% say they're very satisfied or satisfied with public schools. Less than 40% of Republicans responded the same way. Quentin Claiborne is with the Conservative Institute for Reforming Government. He says with nearly a quarter of Democrats dissatisfied, it shows that public schools are struggling.
However you feel about where schools are starting, I think all sides agree that there's a lot of improvement that we can do to make schools what they need to be for kids.
The dissatisfaction was especially high in the city of Milwaukee. There, more than three-fourths of respondents said they're unhappy with public schools. Two luxury residential high-rises have gone up in downtown Milwaukee this year, the Couture and 333 Water, but they're standing mostly empty. As of mid-August, the Couture is about 30% leased, and 333 Water is at 15%. Tim Gawkman has developed similar luxury projects in past years, and he says those buildings filled up more quickly.
Clearly, the market is telling us that it's slowing down in how much it can absorb.
Mark Epley directs the Grass Camp Center for Real Estate at UW-Madison. He believes it's a sign that for now, Milwaukee has had enough high-end residential apartments.
I think with these two buildings, they've saturated the market for the next 2 years.
Ground floor retail space in both buildings is still under construction. A new short film about a Wisconsinite who built himself a castle will have its premiere this month in Rhinelander. As Rob Menzer reports, Kelly Castle has long been a subject of fascination in the Northwoods.
At 19, I decided much like a guy who's in college, they decided I'm going to build a castle.
That's Pete Kelly of Tomahawk from the new short documentary film Pete's Castle. Kelly built the medieval-style castle himself using salvaged bricks. He's worked on the project since 1987. Wisconsin filmmaker Nate Shepard will premiere the 18-minute film online this month and with an event in downtown Rhinelander. Shepard says what makes Kelly's project extraordinary is how long he stuck with it.
All of us at some point maybe wanted to do something big like that and then gave up, but he was somebody who stuck through.
Kelly Castle is typically open to the public one weekend per year during Tomahawk's Fall Ride motorcycle event. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, when the universities of Wisconsin closed two-year campuses, they left counties to decide what to do with those facilities. We'll take a look at some new developments. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, Fond du Lac is the first county in the state to approve plans to redevelop a shuttered two-year UW campus. Joe Schultz has more on how the affected communities are responding to the closures.
We reconcreted this whole thing.
Caution tape surrounds a portion of concrete sidewalk leading into the entrance of what used to be UW Oshkosh's two-year campus in Fond du Lac. It closed at the end of June. The letters FCC are written in the concrete. They stand for Fond du Lac County Campus. The county poured the new concrete this summer as part of its redevelopment plan for the campus. For County Executive Sam Kaufman, that was symbolic.
That was a big statement for us, you know, that, because that showed us this is it, we're moving forward. This is our now campus. It's no longer Oshkosh. It belongs to us now.
Fond du Lac is one of 6 two-year campuses in the Universities of Wisconsin system to have closed or announced closure plans due to declining enrollment and budget shortfalls. The campuses were operated by the UW system, but the buildings are mostly owned by local counties. The closures leave counties saddled with facilities that could fall into disrepair if they remain vacant for too long. In July, Fond du Lac County became the first in the state to approve a redevelopment plan for its campus. It will convert some classrooms to state and county offices, turn the Performing Arts Center and library into a community event center, and sell some of the land for senior housing. Kaufman led a campus tour this summer.
This is the event center and theater.
He described his vision for the space.
And I'll show you the library. What we are turning these into, we're building a bar into this room. We're going to redesign it so the window and doors will be in the front area instead, so this can be all opened up when there's events here.
He says the plan would generate enough revenue to prevent the campus from being a burden on property taxpayers. He says that would be through naming rights to the theater and gymnasium, land sales, and lease agreements. The handful of county board members who opposed the plan were skeptical, feeling the process was rushed. Kaufman says the county had to act quickly.
Longer would have just sat empty. You would have had issues with building structure problems. No one's taking care of it.
While Fond du Lac is the furthest along, local officials in 6 communities are in various stages of figuring out what to do with the properties. UW-Platteville's campus in Richland County was the first two-year campus to close. It ended classes in 2023. Richland County Board Chair David Turk says officials there are still reviewing the condition of the facilities.
We need to have a very good handle on what exactly we're dealing with before we could even in good conscience talk to anybody else about using a building.
County officials who spoke to WPR did express frustration with how the campus closures were handled by the Universities of Wisconsin system. In most cases, they didn't learn of the closures until the system made a public announcement. Here's Kaufman again.
It was poorly handled, and I felt it was very disrespectful in regard to the partnership we've had with the UW system since the 60s.
Tom Nelson is the top elected official in Outagamie County, which co-owns the UW Oshkosh Fox Cities campus with Winnebago County. That campus is slated to close next June. He called UW Oshkosh administrators, quote, dishonest brokers. Nelson says he tried repeatedly to schedule meetings with university officials about the campus's future.
Looking back, there was a rhyme and a reason. They wanted to run out the clock and get in a position where they could shut down these campuses, wash their hands, and be done with us.
UW-Oshkosh and the university system objected to the idea that they left local leaders in the dark. In statements provided to WPR, they said administrators had regular meetings with county leaders. At its regents meeting in August, university leaders said they'll ask the state for more funding to help preserve two-year campuses. For communities like Fond du Lac, those efforts come too late, but they're hoping redevelopment plans will allow them to transform closed campuses into community assets. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Really glad to be back with you on this Tuesday. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. As always, we'll be back tomorrow with the latest news about Wisconsin and the world. So have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.